All right. My name is Brian Richardson. It's weird. I actually get paid to talk about firmware. It's an odd job. So the fact that you're actually here and interested in listening to it justifies my existence in the corporation, so thank you very much. They paid for the plane ticket, so you know we have to do that. I put this material together with help from people from Tianacore Project at Intel, Vincent Zimmer and Mike Kinney. Also, I had invited Richard Hughes, who maintains the LVFS, to come and talk. He wasn't able to this time, so I've incorporated some of his slides into the materials. So even though some of those will have an Intel logo in the corner, we didn't make them, and I'll point out where those are. Okay, so quick check of the room. Who likes firmware? Or is interested in firmware anyway? If I say who likes firmware, some of the hands will go down. Who has had a great experience updating firmware on a device? Yeah. Great experience. Yeah, okay. I have recently, actually. The hand has done this over the years, and I used to like be paid to write firmware, like in assembly code for money. So updating is hard. It's harder than it should be, and we're going to try to fix that. And it's actually now implemented in a way where it can be done in the open. So I can talk about the entire process and how if you're doing development, especially on Linux, how you can start working on making sure that that code works as we move forward. So first, let us define the problem space. Tech presentations, do you have infomercials here? They probably, if you do, are you familiar with the infomercial? All right, who's jet lagged and stayed